This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, we travel to a music festival in southern India and take a wild ride in Madagascar. First, though, to the wild presidential politics in this country. Mitt Romney won in the Michigan primaries yesterday. That's now three different Republican winners in the first three big contests. And the Democratic candidates faced off in Las Vegas last night. And here to tell us all about all of this is John Dickerson of Slate.com. He just landed in South Carolina, and that's where the Republican primary will take place on Saturday. Hi, John.
Hi there.
So let's talk first about the Republicans. You've got a great line in your column in Slate today. Here's what you said. The GOP primary is starting to look like a pee-wee soccer tournament. Everyone gets a trophy. So if everyone gets a trophy, how do you make sense of all of this?
Well, you don't. Mitt Romney won last night in Michigan, and he now is the third winner of the third big contest, John McCain having won New Hampshire and Mike Huckabee having won Iowa. If this keeps up, Fred Thompson's going to win South Carolina, and Rudy Giuliani will win Florida, and it will be a total mess. So it opens the race up, and now it's really anybody's guess as to who's going to win in the Republican race, and they're all here competing in South Carolina with the exception of Rudy Giuliani, who's really making his stand in Florida.
And what about Rudy Giuliani? His numbers are in a bit of a free fall. He only got 3% of the vote in Michigan. Can his strategy of waiting till Florida really work?
Well, the crazier the primary continues to be, the better it is for Rudy Giuliani, because he doesn't want a clear front runner coming into Florida. So for the moment, as there are winners in each individual state, it actually looks like an okay strategy for Giuliani. The downside, of course, for Giuliani is that he's fallen in the polls both nationally and in some of those big states he was counting on in New York and New Jersey. So his kind of disappearance from the GOP race as he camps out in Florida and tries to build up votes there, it does have a downside.
Next up for the Republicans this weekend, both Nevada and South Carolina. John, you're in South Carolina. What's the lay of the land there?
Well, the lay of the land here is that Mike Huckabee is ahead of the polls right now. Of course, nobody believes the polls very much, both because they don't yet show this result in Michigan, where Mitt Romney, who's been in third place in South Carolina polls, he will certainly get some kind of a bump. And then the question is where John McCain, who's been second in the polls, what happens to him? It's all up in the air. Fred Thompson, who's been kind of a candidate nobody can find, is doing better here in South Carolina, and folks are kind of gravitating towards his message. So it's all very much up in the air. The issue terrain is affected by the fact that anywhere from 40 to 60% of the Republican primary goers, I should say, in South Carolina call themselves social conservatives, which would probably play into Mike Huckabee's hands. But it just makes the issue terrain very different than, say, in Michigan, where the economy was really the central issue.
Last night in Las Vegas, the Democratic candidates were debating, and after all of this talk of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and race, it seems like people were coming together a bit more and much more congenial tone. What'd you make of the debates last night?
Well, after about 20 minutes, I was looking for the tissue boxes because it was a therapy session for the first part of the debate. The Democrats, it was extraordinary in the interviews I was doing earlier in the week with battle-hardened Democratic strategists complaining out loud about the direction in which the party was going. We had a brewing race that seemed to be getting uglier and uglier over the question of race and gender. There's now a truce, and the candidates not only had a truce on those specific issues, but that seemed to kind of go throughout the entire debate. There was agreement on almost everything, including what used to be a very contentious issue on the Iraq War. All of the candidates seemed to be in great agreement by the end. A few little skirmishes on the question of how Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama would run their White Houses, but given where we were just a few days ago, it was extraordinary for its mellow tone.
Still looming in the background of all of this is New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. What's the latest on him and his potential bid as an independent candidate?
Well, he's gathering data to think about having a run, and he's now going into one of the predictable stages of presidential candidacies, which is, he's the great hope on the horizon, and now there is a little bit of carping about whether he shouldn't sort of get off the dime and make up his mind here a little bit, which is a natural stage for some candidacies, but it means the sort of love affair with the notion of a Bloomberg candidacy. The media is in love with that idea, and as are many independents who like the notion of a kind of can-do guy coming in from out of nowhere, that it's getting a little bit more complicated now, so he has to make a decision at some point.
John Dickerson of Slate.com, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.